Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Alaska's Susitna River is a major sockeye salmon producer. Biologists have used a variety of tools to learn more about the salmon and to manage the fishery in a sustainable manner. Sonar helps count passing fish as they move upstream, but sonar can't distinguish between Chinook, Chum, Coho, and Pink salmon, which are also common. Fish wheels catch fish so biologists can estimate the portion that is sockeye. Mark recapture was used to estimate the number of sockeye in the Susitna drainage. Salmon captured in the lower river were tagged, and upriver, more sockeye were captured so biologists could look for the tags. Knowing the number of tags and the ratio of tagged to untagged salmon allows biologists to calculate the total number of sockeye headed to the spawning grounds. About 3/4 of the sockeye were bound for the Yentna River, a major tributary, while the remainder stayed in the main Susitna.
Radio telemetry allowed researchers to find the spawning sites. Selected sockeye were equipped with small radio transmitters. A series of towers relayed information on the passing tagged fish via satellite to a website. Biologists also flew to the headwaters to track spawning sockeye, sometimes right up to the glaciers that feed the rivers. They found about a third of the sockeye never went to a lake system, instead dispersing among the many side channels and sloughs throughout the drainage. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hocker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.